Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future. In the 1990s, Elliott County, Kentucky was declared the poorest county in the nation. But rather than going the usual route and trying to recruit outside companies to come in, leaders in Elliott County took a different approach to the problem and looked towards building on their own strengths. Almost a quarter century later, these efforts are paying off, and Elliott County is making a name for itself in its approach to rural economic development. I visited the county to learn more.
This one is darting minnows, and the pattern was chosen by a committee several years ago. And this one was actually one of the first ones we put up. Not the very first, but one of the first ones that we put up. We got better as we went. And I think the youth are doing a great job painting, and it's just an awesome thing to watch them.
That's Gwenda Johnson, Elliott County Extension Agent for Family and Consumer Sciences. We're standing on the side of Route 7 in the community of Little Sandy, watching men high up in bucket trucks as they hang a freshly painted green, yellow, and blue patterned quilt square on the second story of an old tobacco barn.
Well, one reason why I wanted to start the Quilt Trail Project was to preserve some of our barns. When tobacco went, the barns started going with them. And they're such a part of our culture and our heritage and our landscape. I thought, maybe if we put the squares on the barns, then people will take better care of the barns. And it did work. A lot of people painted their barns and worked on the roofs and that kind of thing.
The Elliott County Quilt Trail Project, called the Clothesline of Quilts, first kicked off in 2005. And there are now 70 new quilt squares hung on old barns across the county. A brainchild of Gwenda's, with all the new squares painted by teenagers in the local 4-H club, the quilt trail is just one part of Elliott County's asset-based approach to rural economic development through arts and culture. As Gwenda recalls how things first got started,
it was in the early 90s. Elliott County was declared the poorest county in the nation. So the county judge executive came to the Cooperative Extension Service and told us that community development would be our major emphasis, because that's what he felt the county needed the most. So at that time, there was my coworker, Larry Rogers, who had a degree in horticulture, and me, who had a degree in clothing and textiles. So you're looking at two people who knew nothing about community development.
But they dove in and reached out to specialists from UK, the US Forest Service, the Kentucky Industrial Development Council, and other agencies to see what they could make happen. Through UK,
We enrolled in the tourism internship, went to every workshop that we could possibly find in community development, and actually started working from nothing. We had no money, we had no council, we had no tourism, anything. So we started looking at our assets, and we had some specialists come in, even in those early years, to do asset mapping. And it was really interesting when people started talking about what we have instead of what we don't have. The people kind of started getting excited and wanting to do some things.
And one of the things they decided to do in the very beginning was a mural project. But they ran into one tall obstacle right away. But it wasn't going to stop Gwenda.
So started looking for an artist who would paint on a barn, but they were all afraid of heights. So Joanne and I were going... We were driving somewhere, and then I said, Joanne, are you afraid of heights? And she said, no. And I said, well, how about painting a mural? She said, now that I can't do. And I said, well, I think you can, and we're going to try. When she was painting that, the traffic on the road, they would just stop and say, you're painting where I grew up. And her reply was, no, I'm painting where I grew up. So, you know, the paintings are very cultural. And then we got a grant to offer a mural painting workshop, and we got Alfredo Escobar came up and spent a couple of weeks with us. And Tammy went through the workshop, and Joanne went through the workshop, and then they just took off. I mean, it's been awesome what's happened since then.
The day I visited the county, Tammy Boer's latest mural, a huge piece made up of 12 4-foot by 8-foot panels, was being hung right downtown on Main Street, covering almost the entire side of the Elliott County Historical Society, which opened just 11 years ago as another part of the countywide effort for revitalization. A team of volunteers, including the Elliott County Judge Executive, were hard at work drilling the mural onto the side of the building while Tammy looked on anxiously.
It'll be better when it's touched up. Yeah. Them crazy men were doing that.
Is it cool to see it coming into?
It is. It's stressful.
These two bottom ones here are photographs from the Historical Society.
I really like that.
And the baptism is also a photograph from the Historical Society. I created the quilting bee, and the one story, the old schoolhouse here is a schoolhouse over at Cold Springs.
As Gwenda recalls, when they were planning the mural project, they wanted to be sure to include downtown Sandy Hook, the county seat, in addition to having art across the county, and she's seen the effect of this.
Alan Gillum, who is the director of Mountain Telephone, he makes the comment that I used to drive around our town because I didn't like the way it looked. Now I make every excuse I can to drive through our town because it's very precious.
Another huge undertaking of the county as a part of their arts and culture-based development was the creation of the Laurel Gorge Cultural Heritage Center. A true collaborative effort, the initial floor plans for the space were drawn up by the county pharmacist to mimic an old tobacco barn. The building now hosts 32 interactive exhibits showcasing life in the hills of Elliott County, from the time of the Paleo Indians to the recent past, from arrowhead displays to antique cabbage shredders from the early 20th century, as well as displays on the flora and fauna of the natural environment. The space is also home of the Foothills Artisan Center, where local artists exhibit and sell their work. They're not charged for booth space, but volunteer to help keep the center open, in addition to one part-time employee. And it's been a great success in many ways.
That first few years we were open, we had people from 30-some states come, and almost all counties in Kentucky, and several countries. But what was the most awesome was when some older people would come in, 70s, 80s, and they would look at the exhibits, and you could hear the emotion in their voice that we can be proud. We have done something. And it was like they were seeing a picture of their life that they hadn't seen before. They had lived it, but they, to see it in front of them and appreciate it, it was very emotional to them. And that made everything worthwhile.
As Gwenda sees it, building on this rich history and on local talent is key to navigating the often divisive times we find ourselves in as Eastern Kentucky looks towards an uncertain future.
I have been torn with this whole controversy with coal. As an environmental educator, I see what happens to our land, but as a person who grew up in rural Eastern Kentucky, actually on a dirt road, on a small farm, in a home without running water, without a bathroom, with 10 children living there, I know what coal did. It took us from that and sent me to college. Our people are a strong, proud people. And it's to come in and say you're doing wrong is harsh. To come in and say there may be a better way, can we look together for something that we can do to replace the jobs that are being lost due to the reduction of coal? Then we can tell the people, you're important. You're important to us, and we want to be important to you. We need to find another way, something to say. You don't have to go away, but there's another way. And looking deep and looking hard and talking to the local people. What do you like? What can you do good? And building upon those strengths, I've seen people transform. Our tobacco died. I mean, the tobacco industry in our county, we were one of the top tobacco-dependent counties in the state. And when the tobacco industry died, the farmers didn't know what they were going to do. And it took a long time, and they're still searching. They're still searching for something that can replace that income from tobacco. But slowly but surely, they're finding it. And over time, we will.
When asked if she thinks their efforts have been successful, she doesn't hesitate.
We had no place to have a meeting in our county. We have one now. To me, that's success. We had nowhere for artists to even explore or to expose them to the public. We do now, and I think that's success. Do they get rich from it? No. Is it going to pay all the expenses for this place? No. But it's here and it's ours. And the people who had a little tiny part of putting it here, they have the community pride. And I think our small communities, we hear a lot of them news about the small communities dying. And there are reasons for that, in my opinion, that I feel when the small post offices are gone and the small schools are gone and the people are driving and commuting to work, then small communities may not have a reason to rally. And when you give a community a reason to rally, they will. And to me, that's success.
On my way out of town, I made one last stop to see a mural by Joanne Butts. On the side of the road along the banks of the Little Sandy River, the mural wraps around three sides of a huge concrete bridge support. We walked out to it together in the summer rain, you can hear it in the background, and Joanne pointed up to the brightly colored scenes.
It's just life in the gorge. Here's the ending of the big old cliff. And then there's all kinds of, they're getting in their wood for the winter. And the harvest is, they're doing their harvesting and kids is playing. And I put in the state flower, the state bird, and the state tree. And I was the fourth generation born in a log cabin. So I like to depict the log cabins just about every mural I've got.
Reporting for WMMT in Elliott County, I'm Sylvia Ryerson. Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.